Finally, the evolution after the revolution in Nicaragua. The revolution in Nicaragua also didn't turn out the way some of its leaders had planned. The Sandinista National Liberation Front overthrew the Nicaraguan dictator, Anastasio Somoza, in 1979. The Sandinistas took power with a broad base of support behind them. A five-person junta agreed on a set of rules, including elections, but then, says Jennifer McCoy, who directs the Carter Center's America's program, the Sandinistas made a big mistake.
The Sandinistas within that broad-based junta put off elections, and that's actually one of the lessons first, is that the group needs to agree on the rules and be clear and, you know, carry them out. And so that created some divisions. But importantly as well, the United States intervened when the Reagan administration came in and actually armed and supported a counter-revolutionary movement a year and a half into the revolution. And this put tremendous pressure on the Sandinista government. The U.S. also imposed a trade embargo, so there was both military pressure and economic pressure. So in the end, they were not able to carry out their goals.
Hard to imagine U.S. intervention kind of playing out in a similar way in Tunisia or Egypt, but I'm wondering if you have a second lesson here for us about international intervention in these countries.
Yes, I think that, you know, when you look first at the victory of the Sandinista revolution, we have to take into account, and this is perhaps lessons more for Libya than for Egypt and Tunisia, but the Sandinistas actually were provided arms by some of their Latin American neighbors, and they wouldn't have been able to succeed without that support. Then, after coming to power, I said I think it's very important to have a broad-based coalition, but to agree and carry out the rules to make sure that all of the important sectors of the society continue to have a buy-in and that there's a consensus on moving forward. Because if you split, then it's going to be very difficult to move forward with the democratic transformation.
Now, another broad coalition was formed to oust the Sandinistas from the presidency in 1990. That was when Daniel Ortega lost the election and Violeta Chamorro took over. What happened to that coalition?
Well, similarly, that was a broad-based coalition across the ideological spectrum, united mainly in their own personal oppositions to Daniel Ortega. So once she, as the chosen leader, was elected, then that coalition fell apart as personal ambitions of the individual parties and leaders began to conflict, and they were each pursuing their own ambitions.
And the situation that you describe is pretty much where Nicaragua is at right now, correct?
Well, it's very interesting in that it sort of reverted, and it's sad, actually, in many ways. It's reverted to its past of two major political parties. One had led for 10 years after Chamorro, and then Daniel Ortega did win the last election and is back in power. But during that time period, there was actually some collusion and a pact between those two major parties to exclude third parties from an ability to compete on an equal basis. These two major parties are, one, the remaining part of the Sandinista Party under Daniel Ortega, and the second are the Liberals, which is the former party of the Somozas.
And Ortega himself has changed over the years. I mean, he was elected to his most recent term in office with support from Catholic conservatives. What do you think that says about Nicaragua's revolution?
Well, by reverting to its past in some dimensions, you know, it's lost some of the goals of the original revolution, I think, and some of the progressive goals. On the other hand, some of the legacies, important legacies, remained. The literacy and the agrarian reform in the 1980s did help to empower some of the people. But the nation remains today extremely polarized, and this, you know, this is not helpful for its ability to move forward. It remains the second poorest country in the hemisphere, and this is, you know, a very disappointing legacy.
Jennifer McCoy in Atlanta with the Carter Center's America's program. Thanks very much.
Thank you.